Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Nunemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Emck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker strikes out. Bassler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Speaker out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker throws the ball into Sewell who tags Veach trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Nunemaker and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Blue reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. Blue moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is hit by the pitch. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Wood moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive towards third. Gardner catches it and throws to first to double up Rigney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Wood reaches second base with a double. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bagby takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Wood moves to third. Bagby moves to second. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Emk hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0-2 in the game. Nunemaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ira Flagstead now playing center field. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson bunts in front of the plate. Basler scoops up the ball and tags Jameson for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-3 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad hits a line drive towards right. Wood catches it and throws to first to double up Cutshaw. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans pinch runs for Larry Gardner. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wood strikes out. One out. Jack Graney pinch hits for Les Nunemaker. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Emk Evans moves to second. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney strikes out. Two outs. Lugisto pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Gisto reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Gisto scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rig Stevenson now playing third base. Steve O'Neill now catching. Guy Morton now pitching. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Veach moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. Two outs. John Mohard pinch runs for Bobby Veach. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.